For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, this is the news from rural America. Undrinkable is what residents of Oregon's Morrow and Umatilla counties call their well water. It can't be used, they say, to make coffee or even brush their teeth. The cause is excess nitrogen fertilizer from food processing and farmland seeping into groundwater. Too much exposure is known to cause cancer, but the state's 30-year-old mitigation plan has yet to be fully implemented. Mitch Wolgamut was formerly with the state's Department of Environmental Quality.
Where nothing has happened is in irrigated agriculture, which is the largest source of nitrate.
Levels in the drinking water of both counties are 4 to 5 times above what's considered safe exposure for people.
A lot of them had already been buying their own bottled water, which is not the way things should work.
An EPA representative met with local residents and the Confederate tribes of the Umatilla Indian Reservation last month and said federal authorities may take action to address the contamination if state agencies don't. CPR is often not enough to restore a heartbeat. That's why a retired police officer is getting 25,000 automated external defibrillators, or AEDs, to first responders in 8 states. Anya Slepian has more.
Walter Panzer attempted CPR many times as a police officer in Sturgis, South Dakota, though he was never able to resuscitate his patients. But when he worked in the Mitchell Police Department a couple hundred miles away, AEDs made all the difference.
The key to closing the gap to having lives being saved is early defibrillation.
Now on the board of his family's Helmsley Charitable Trust, Panzer is spearheading an initiative to increase access to defibrillators. County sheriffs, tribal police, game wardens, and other rural officials from Minnesota to Nevada will be equipped with state-of-the-art AEDs. Panzer says officers out on patrol are often the closest to the scene of an emergency.
They're the first ones to get there. They usually beat the ambulance tens of minutes ahead of time, so it's naturally the smart thing to give them the AEDs.
So far, over 16,000 defibrillators have been delivered, saving an estimated 200 lives. I'm Anya Slepian.
Much like food trucks, mobile dental units can travel anywhere, bringing more services to hard-to-reach or low-income communities. Florida legislators are considering increasing the number of institutions allowed to use them, meaning more access to dental hygienists like Shante Miller, and less time away from work for parents trying to get their kids basic care.
So that's why it's important to have mobile units that have the ability to go where those children and families are.
Miller says Florida leads the nation in the number of individuals, nearly 6 million, living in areas without adequate dental services. For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown. For more rural stories, visit dailyyonder.com.